This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 13th of September. Somerset completed the expected innings victory on the third day against Worcestershire at Taunton. They declared their first innings on 512 for 9, with Nick Compton ending on 155 not out, and then bowled the visitors out just 152. Abdurrahman took 5 for 36 to end with match figures of 14 for 101, with Alex Saikavesi the only Worcestershire batsman to prosper with 76. Durham chased down their target of 165 for the loss of just 5 wickets on the third day against Sussex at Chester Street. Following the early loss of opener Keaton Jennings for just 1 as the first of 3 wickets for Lewis Hatchett, Michael Richardson and Ben Stokes added 67 for the third wicket to take them into 3 figures. Phil Mustard then saw them home, ending on 16 not out. Nottinghamshire lead by 395 runs at the end of the third day against county champions-elect Warwickshire at Trent Bridge. They batted throughout the day, progressing from 49 without loss to reach jumps on 444 for 8. Stephen Mullaney, Neil Edwards and Paul Franks all passed 50, with Mullaney falling 6 short of his century as one of 4 wickets for Jeevan Patel. Surrey and Lancashire finally got their match at Aberth underway at the third attempt, with the former closing strongly on 324 for 5. Xander de Bruyn ended the day unbeaten on 105 and shared a third wicket stand of 59 with Rory Burns, an unbroken 6 wicket one of 146 with Tom Jewell. A valiant 81 from Geraint Jones wasn't enough to prevent Kent from defeat at the hands of Glamorgan, and thus confirmed that it will be Derbyshire and Yorkshire who will be promoted from Division 2. Resuming on 33 for 2, Kent were all out for 280, with Mike Powell and Jones adding a 91 for the 6th wicket. This left Glamorgan needing 67 to win, which they knocked off for the loss of 3 wickets. Essex closed on 28 for 2 in pursuit of an unlikely 388 to win against Yorkshire. They lost both openers in the 11 overs that they faced in their run chase, after Yorkshire had declared their second innings on 252 for 8. Adam Lyth and Azeem Rafiq both made their second half centuries of the match, with the latter sharing a crucial 7th wicket stand of 110 with Anthony McGrath. Derbyshire looked favourites going into the final day against Hampshire at the County Ground. The visitors reached stumps on 142 for 6 in their second innings, after bowling out the home side for 275 in their first. Ross Whiteley ended unbeaten on 57 in that innings, and then took 2 late wickets as Hampshire closed 139 runs ahead, with Bilal Shafwat unbeaten on a determined 52. Gloucestershire lead by 193 runs with 1 second innings wicket remaining going to the final day against Leicestershire at Grace Road. Dan Housegar and Will Ginman made contrasting half centuries, and put on 74 for the 6th wicket, while Wayne White and Claude Henderson shared 7 wickets. Earlier Leicestershire had been bowled out for 295 in their first innings, with James Fuller ending with figures of 4 for 51.